was the podcast episode before Christmas, and all through the apartment, not a car honking, not even a beep. The cords were hung by the mics with care in hopes to have a good episode that we will share. Your hosts were seated right in their chairs while visions of decent movie trailers played in their head, with Marianne and her Bill Nighy doll, and I, putting up my hair, had just calmed our laughter to talk about what we have just been fed. We heard a jingle and turned our heads. Marianne and Kelsey looked quizzically and said, "Who the fuck is that? We're trying to record!" With a flash of red and a jingle again, both of them flushed red and realized their discord. Saint Nick came into view and crossed his arms, putting down two presents. He smiled and said, "Now remember, you two, of all your good deeds, no need to screw the man you feed." He wiggled his nose. In a flash, he was gone. Just an empty cookie plate that Kelsey had just pawned. A little note was left in Santa's beautiful writing. "Don't forget," Santa wrote, "to wish everyone happy holidays and a happy new year." Marianne and Kelsey looked at each other and started the pod, saying hello to you and to Santa Claus. Hi, welcome to Too Many Trailers.
Holy shit, guys, did you just hear that? I have to tell you that Kelsey wrote that all by herself, and I did not know that there was going to be a full-length poem at the beginning of this, and so that was the first time that I had heard it, and I controlled my laughter most of the time so that Kelsey could keep going, because I was like, if I start laughing, she's going to start laughing, it's going to take us 20 minutes to get through this poem, but there were some parts where I just literally, like, busted out laughing.
I couldn't, I'm so sorry. I don't know what
that is.
That was.
That was amazing.
It was your little, like, holiday slash Christmas, a Christmas carol.
Like a holiday greeting?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a holiday, it's a holiday poem.
It's a holiday poem with just Santa Claus.
Yep.
You know what? He's a mythical feature. He can be for everyone. So
it's true. And you know what?
And it is also.
Guess what? It's a segue into our episode.
Also, happy Hanukkah, everyone.
Yep.
So, and to the episode, because we are talking off script. What?
Whoa, guys. What? You don't know what could happen, and neither do we.
I was like, we don't either. Because we're talking about some movies we saw in this.
Yeah, this is a bonus.
Bonus.
Bonus. I'm never going to do that again.
Please never, because that's another podcaster's thing.
Oh, yeah. I think we've talked about
this.
Yes,
we have.
Because
yeah.
I do it from Chris Pratt saying, bingo, in Avengers Infinity War.
Oh, I do it because Scott Aukerman on Comedy Bang Bang during his bonus episode.
Oh, fuck, he literally says it with bonus?
Yeah, he literally says that, so.
Damn it!
I know. Scott Aukerman. Too much
screwing
power.
Me up. Not anyway. Letting me just do my thing.
How dare you, Scott Aukerman, and this very tiny pod. Okay. Anyway, so, yeah, we're gonna just be talking about Last Christmas.
And Frozen 2.
So, before we get into this talk, let's just put a big spoiler warning.
Yeah, like, holy shit.
But especially because Frozen 2 is a lot more recent. So, if you've seen Last Christmas.
But Last Christmas had, like, a lot of, like, theories and stuff like that even before it came out. Yeah, like, totally. So, spoiler warning. We're not going to talk about different theories. We're going to talk about what actually happened.
Yeah, we're going to talk about, like, the film because I saw the movie.
And I saw Frozen 2.
Oh my god, it's almost like we planned to do this.
What?
Sort of. Kind of.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? Alright, so this is so weird because there's no structure to it.
I
so
know.
We're like, I'm like, jump right in. I'm like,
and here we are. We're like, we're gonna do great. Let's try and like relax and do a calm one. And then two of us are like, we need structure,
like,
we need structure.
I'm like, I'm clutching my tea. I'm like,
you're like, this is fine.
This is completely fine. Okay, so do you want to talk about Frozen last? Kind of keep up the energy? Or?
Yeah, why don't you talk about yours first?
Okay, so
last. Because the people need to know.
People need to know.
If the theories were correct.
Well.
By the way.
Almost all of them are.
We talked about both of these. Trailers in earlier episodes.
So in our Strong Sexy Carpenter episode and the one right after that.
Rock King thing.
Yes, exactly. Episode. So you can, if you want to, you know, listen to their trailer talk, or watch the trailers beforehand. You can always pause the episode and then come back. But we're here. We're going to talk about it. And let's get right into Last Christmas.
This Christmas gave you my heart. And they played it 8 times and it got really annoying.
This year. So they didn't play the music in an elevator, which I was a little disappointed because like it had prime opportunity to do that.
That would have been a good way for them to just use it the one time.
Yeah, just or like the third time, maybe.
Yeah.
But they did have this like weird music-ish rendition in the Christmas shop she works in.
Oh.
So I have questions regarding this.
Okay.
So the movie like opens up and it's Emilia Clarke and she's like a rambunctious person and she's kooky and quirky and she's just doing her thing and she's kind of homeless, honestly, to be quite frank. But she has friends and, you know, she goes from couch to couch and she sleeps with some guys, which is great. I'm not putting her down on that. But the guys are all assholes.
Oh.
So it kind of gets a little awkward because you're just, like, already kind of... Like, you're already, like, rooting for Emilia Clarke's character, which is awesome. And you're just like, okay, like, you can do this. You got this. But she, like, actively does not, like...
Makes bad choices.
Right. She, like, actively is like, I don't want to contact my mom. I don't want to do this because I'm an adult. And it's like, okay, well, I get that you're an adult and we all have the choice to not... be with the family, even if it causes stress, and I completely understand that's valid, especially if you don't want to be around them if they cause you harm. Valid. But if you have the privilege to go back with your mom because you don't have enough money to live, you know, independently, that's okay. And I think that what message was a little like twisted and not like really like it wasn't like fleshed out well enough because it like was like she's trying to make it, like, in the West End. So she's, like, going off to, like, different...
Oh.
Yeah. So she's, like, a singer-actress, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. So she's, like, the singer-actress, and she's, like, doing all these things. And so she's, like, no, I'm okay. Like, I'm just trying to live my life as a Christmas shop worker and a West End actress going to, like, auditions. But I have this full-time job that I can't go to. So she, like... makes crazy mistakes and whatnot. Already this movie is, like, super chaotic.
Sounds really chaotic.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I'm sure that all of this happened within the first, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And that makes me, like, feel mentally, like, stressed.
You would, honestly, you would hate this movie just because how chaotic this movie really is.
Chaotic evil.
It really is. I mean, like, just big chaotic evil energy. There's just a lot going on. Michelle Young's character, she is just the Christmas tree shop owner, essentially. She loves Christmas. And when I say she loves Christmas, she's, like, fucking obsessed with Christmas.
That's so cool. And
which is great, and I love it.
The only, like, other role I've really seen Michelle Yeoh in is Crazy Rich Asians.
Right.
And that's such a, like, difference.
Oh my God, yes.
And I would watch clips of just her to see what she can do, like, on the other spectrum of acting.
She, though... kind of plays the same character.
Okay, which but, is like obsessed of, with something and, like, excited about Christmas, though? Like obsessed and excited? Because I would pay money to be, like see her be, like,
but it's also, excited. Like, also, it's, like, it's her shop, so she's, like, trying to, like, be a little bit more demanding about how to run her shop, so it's a little, like, borderline territory, like, racist. So I'm, like, kind of, like, is this, like, good?
Movie racist?
Kind of. And then, like, Michelle Yeoh has this, like, full, like, B storyline with this, like, German guy who runs a sauerkraut company, which is, like, I'm like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, it's a really weird...
I'm so glad I didn't see this,
yeah,
sorry.
It's a really weird B storyline, and that's all I'll say on that. They fall in love, whatever. But, like, they have this, like, weird tension that goes on throughout the movie. The guy comes and he's like, I'd like a nutcracker, please. And she's like... like, this one, and it's, like, a monkey, and it's, like, not a nutcracker. And I'm like, what is going on here?
Just sell the guy a damn nutcracker.
Right. Right, okay. And then, okay, so then, like, so then Emilia Clarke's character is, like, trying to find a place to stay because she missed her audition. So she goes to her friend's house, and, like, she, like, her friend's about to have a baby, and her husband doesn't like her because she accidentally lit this, like, matchstick sculpture on fire. I know. Yeah, it's weird. How do you
do that by accident?
I don't, well, I mean, she was like, I'm smoking, and then, like, fell into, like, the matchstick, which would be weird because of the fact that, or was it, like, a ship that was just, like, in a bottle? I don't know. There was something with art, and it broke, and he wasn't happy because of it. Mm. And then, so they're like, oh, you can just, like, stay, like, in the baby's, like, unfinished nursery.
That's not awkward at all.
Yeah, it was really weird. And but then what gets it even more weird is that, like, they show a small montage of her, like, quote-unquote living there. And then she has sex in the nursery, and it's, like, she gets thrown out. And, like, she's, like...
I'm so uncomfortable.
I know. And, well, we don't see... We see, like, the aftermath of it. But, yeah, like,
but
it,
still.
But then it's, like, she's, like, mad that she got thrown out. But I'm, like, girl, you had sex in this woman's unborn nursery. No shit.
And these people are going to have a child coming into that nursery soon. So they kind of can't, like, have you there forever.
Right. And she's, like, not actively doing anything. So, like, okay. So then, like, that keeps happening. She keeps, like, calling her sister. And, like, they keep being, like, her sister's, like, call mom. She's, like, I don't want to call mom. I'm not... You know, I don't like mom because she's overbearing or whatever. And I'm like, okay. And so then comes my favorite moment of the film is...
Is it when he comes out for the first time?
When Harry Golding comes, you know, riding on through the market, the Christmas market.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, a bird shits on her. And then, like, there's this weird conversation of this. And it was like... So he goes into the shop. Obviously, there's no one around. You know, it's just her and him to be, like, to not, like, actively, like, say, like, oh, he's real or whatever. And so they have, like, their plaything. Like, they have, like, their dates, you know, or whatever. And then it comes to the time where it starts to feel, like, weird. Like, there's a weird vibe going on. Like, to me, like, I automatically, we'll talk about, like, what, like, tropes were real or not at the end. And I was like, okay, obviously, like, this specific trope, this is going to be the trope. I called it A Mile Away. And, oh, yeah, I forgot about that there's this, like, weird religious, very weird religious, like, kind of arc to it. Because it starts out in, like, Yugoslavia and how she's, like, an immigrant, you know, to...
Amelia Clark?
Her character.
Yeah, yeah.
Her family is, like, from Yugoslavia, and she has a great voice and stuff, and so there's this weird, like, racism
arc. Did they call it Yugoslavia?
Or it was, like, Czechoslovakia or something.
Okay, I was like, Yugoslavia doesn't exist anymore, granted, it was back in the 90s.
I mean, it was, like, back in the... They did, like, early back in the 90s. Okay, so And, so there's this, like, weird, like, racism arc, because she's, like, I'm not my home country, you know, I don't identify with that. Something or some other. And then, like, there's this, like, part where, like, Brexit happens.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, there was this weird, like, go back to your home country type thing, like, to these, like, Czechoslovakian people. And she's like, I'm with you. Don't worry. It's very just, like, pushed in. Kind of just, like, the movie, like, I understand,
so,
like,
weird.
It would have been fine without that small part, because it just made the movie, like, even more uncomfortable than it actually already is.
Yeah. You're like, you've already got a lot happening for you. Maybe cut out some of your storylines.
I think that, like, if they just didn't have, if they just kind of, like, condensed it, they would have been fine and would have been, like, a decent enough film. But there's just so much going on, and then, like, I'll get to, when I get to, like, the part. Okay. So there is, like, so remember when we talked about the trailer, there was the point where, you know, she's singing in front of the homeless shelter and, like, getting money. Okay, so it was actually for the homeless shelter.
Oh, good. Remember when we were happy. What are you doing?
Yeah, and it was so weird because, like, the whole, like, homeless shelter was, like, looking at her and she was like, I'm trying to sing. So it was also, like, a weird elf moment where it was, like...
Except not as good.
Right, not as good. And, like, Harry Golding was, like, trying to actively, like, being like, you should sing more. I don't know. Yeah. Gosh, just give me... Drink my tea.
Because it's like, I gotta take a mental break for a second.
Okay. Here's where things get weirder. So, Sue Perkins also comes in. She was in this. She has a brief cameo.
Okay.
As a judge.
Right, yes.
As a judge.
Yes.
At the ICE
sculpture?
Ice audition, where they have to sing and dance on ice, and she's like, I've never ice skated before, and Harry Golden's like, let's go ice skating.
Or maybe, like, don't audition for something if you don't know how to ice skate.
Yeah, but, I don't know.
You know, whatever.
Well, you know, a job's a job. Then, like, so they start to have their dates, and then, like, we get to a point where Emilia Clarke has to go back to her mom's house, where she finally does, and
okay.
Emma Thompson is this weird, like, caricature of a Czechoslovakian person. Like, you just could have just gotten a person who was Czechoslovakian.
Actually.
Czechoslovakian.
Czech, yeah.
Which would have been a lot easier than having to hear Emma Thompson try a Czech accent for 2 hours straight.
Stupid.
So there was that whole arc line, and then there's the whole, like, her sister's gay, and then, like...
Yeah, tell me more about the gay stuff.
So it's total B-plot stuff, and it's really shitty because of the fact that she outs her sister at dinner.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I would have been enraged.
Yeah, it's fucking wild because she's like, well, so-and-so has a girlfriend, and her sister's like, what the fuck? And, like, Emilia Clarke, like, storms off. And then that's it's not the end of that part, but they kind of just, like, immediately, like, shift gears.
Of course they do.
It was so weird. It wasn't that it wasn't needed. It was just, like, it could have been a different direction, and it could have been done a lot better.
Yeah. And, like,
a whole lot better.
Don't out people.
Yeah, that's really shitty.
Even if you're using, like, even if you're trying to give an example of how a person's being shitty, like,
Still don't
out people.
It's just don't out people. Draw the line there. Don't out people.
Yeah, you could,
so
like...
So easy.
Be stupid in other ways.
Yeah.
But we don't need to out people.
Yeah, exactly. So that happens, like, at dinner. And then... Sorry, I'm doing this from memory, so...
Remember we said no notes.
Fuck.
What you're signing up for,
okay.
Guys.
So then, I'm just trying to figure out what's next. I don't know. So she outs her sister, and then she goes back. She's like, where's Harry? I needed Harriet. Well, Henry or whatever the fuck his name is in the movie. She's like, I need him to speak to him. I need, you know, Ron. And then he magically appears, and they go on another date. Mm. And then she's like, oh, I need to call you. He's like, oh, I left it in my cabinet.
Your cabinet?
It plays a part into it.
Might as well say you're sad.
Yeah, and pretty much. So they go to his apartment. They, like, she goes to sleep. He just sits in a chair and, like, apparently, like, watches her. This is where I thought I was like, oh, Santa. Okay.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
Knows when you're awake.
Very creepy.
Oh, my God. It was so weird. And then, so she wakes up. He's gone. She was like, oh, he went to work or whatever. And then there's, like, more stuff with the homeless shelter, and they're like, well, let's put on a show to increase the fund, blah, blah, blah. Which was fun, I guess, or whatever. I mean, fine. But then, like, she, like, wants to go back to Harry. I'm just gonna call him Harry Golden, that's his name.
That's fine.
Okay.
Just come
back,
call me.
Goes back to Harry's apartment, and then, like, the door's a little open, and she's like, hello, Harry? And... a realtor is in there, and he goes, oh, you're my 6 p.m. She goes, what? He goes, what? not verbatim. Trust me, that's a little bit more. So apparently the house was up for sale because the previous owner died, and there was nothing. Yeah. And then she opens the closet, a pantry door, and lo and behold, it's his phone. It's going to... leave it off there as I blow my nose.
It's funny, though, because, like, when Kelsey talks about all these plot points and she, like, lifts a tissue, and I'm always...
She's like,
somewhere
she
in my
cry?
Brain, I'm like, tears?
Tears? Crying? So she's like, what? I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. So she, like, somehow manages to fall back asleep in this empty apartment.
With the realtor there?
No, the realtor left. I think, like, she... I might be confusing something.
That's okay. It's totally fine.
So she
wakes
back
to sleep.
She falls
back
to sleep, and she wakes up. She looks outside. Oh, this is, like, the first night that she sleeps there. She, like, wakes up, and, like, oh, this is where I thought that they were totally going to lead to he's Santa Claus, because of the fact that, like, literally in this crowd of people, this, like, guy in a Santa suit.
Oh, my God.
Literally, like, it's, like, kind of, you've never seen Signs, right?
Signs?
Yeah. So there's this part in Signs where you see, like, an alien foot move into the corn husk, and that's what it reminded me of, because, like, a Santa suit with, like, the fur on the bottom just moves, like, behind a wall, and I was like, oh my god, he's Santa.
Kelsey was like, I was everything right. I wanted.
This is everything I wanted in a film. So then, like, she, like, they have this, like, in previous dates, they had this moment in the park, so she goes back to the park. She sits at this bench and then realizes that it's the bench that his family has donated to the park because it's a park that he always went to. So apparently one night he died.
On the park bench?
Not on the park. He was just stabbed to death in the park.
He got that heart attack.
That's very true. So he was riding his bike out in the London, like, rain and at night in the middle of traffic, gets hit by a car. At the same time, Amelia Clark's character, who has a lot of heart issues, caused also contributed by drugs and alcohol, also has a cardiac arrest and failure. So they get she gets a heart transplant, and it's Harry Golding's character.
Which was one of our theories.
And then, you know, she turns her life around, she starts eating better, you know, she starts to kind of, like, make eyes with one of the volunteers at the homeless shelter, and, like, they put on a Christmas pageant.
So she finds this out in, like, the middle?
Literally, like, 5 minutes towards the end, she finds out.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so they, like, go, like, rising action for, like, 2 hours, and then just straight cliff dive into the climax. So, yeah. And then, like, by the end, she goes back to her sister and her sister's, like, partner's condo or whatever. And she's, like, her sister's, like, fuck off.
Good.
Valid. No, there was, like, valid like, anger.
Oh, good. There because, was valid, you know what anger. I really hate?
Is when they're, like, the character gets fine. Outed
yeah. And then they don't follow up with it.
Yeah. No, they've definitely followed up with okay. it. That was, like,
that's good.
Good. And I was like, okay, they did a shitty thing. But at least, like, they followed through and wasn't like, we're good. And it was just like, she was like, fuck off. And she was like, I really just want to apologize. Here's a bottle of wine. Like, and, like, her sister's girlfriend, I'm not sure if they were wives or not, who was a woman of color, which I did respect.
Oh,
that. Yeah.
And nice
I did like that little diversity push as well. They were like, you know, this is not, like, a total, like, you know, forgiveness. We have to move on and kind of rebuild from here.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, I'm cool. Like, sorry. And, like, they do this, like, you know, flash forward to Christmas where they've been doing, like, they do a little montage of, like, the homeless people. Who I'm hoping that they actually did employ actual homeless people because I like, to do these, like, Christmas montage pageant auditioned and okay, in the pageant.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping that it was actual homeless people or something other, you know, something akin to that.
Yeah.
So they have, like, this Christmas pageant, which is fun. They sing fucking Last Christmas.
Last Christmas.
For, like, the 95th time in the movie. And then they, like, go back to the family home and they're having Christmas. The girlfriend is there. Amelia Clark's there. Not.
Is Harry Golding
no,
there?
No, no.
Like, in the back
I
and,
wish,
like, as a spirit?
Just, like, standing in the corner.
Like, in a hologram. Just, like, watching and smiling. Just, like, so happy. He's like, I did this.
Oh, God. No, I wish he was kind of, like, watching from outside with a Santa hat on. It would have been, like,
oh
so
God.
Much better.
I know.
But, so then there's, like,
missed opportunity.
Yeah, very much. And then, like, there's, like, this, like, funny moment where, like, the sister's like, I brought pudding, and the mom's like, lesbian pudding. And so, I don't know. That's how the movie ends. And that's your literal 20-minute recap of Last Christmas.
Wow.
I saw it on a Bargain Tuesday. Well worth the money on a Bargain Tuesday. I did not want to pay any more money for that movie. It was a total weird film. But let's go over our theories. Okay. So we thought he was Jesus. We thought he was a guardian angel.
Mm-hmm.
Thought his heart was in Amelia Clark's body and thought he was Santa. That was mine. How about yours?
I think we had talked about him being... I had talked about him having her heart.
Yeah.
And then I think I definitely hopped on your Santa train.
Okay. Thank you. So, Santa, although they did point to it, and I feel like at one point of the editing process, he was, like, Santa, because they left in variable clues to say, like, he was Santa.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to push the Jesus and guardian angel theory together now because it makes a little bit more sense, because he was always pushing her to do good deeds and, like, pushing her to, like, make herself be better for herself. Like, he taught her how to ice skate even though she was the only one in this, like, ice rink or whatever. He taught her to, you know, work with the homeless and stuff and do these things. So he kind of, like, pushed her to kind of, like, make herself better.
Be a better person.
Exactly. So I kind of, like...
It's the holiday season. Be a better person.
Exactly. Which is, you just should do that all the time. Maybe. I don't know.
I feel like that's just the plot to every, like, Hallmark Christmas film.
Yeah, exactly. Be a better person.
It's fucking Christmas.
And only during Christmas. But, so I want to say, like... kind of half true on the Jesus guardian angel thing, but definitely A plus on our theory prediction for
round of applause
for the heart, because that was
because that's true. Actually what happened.
That's the movie. I still still waiting for that Santa fucking movie. So I'm waiting, Hollywood.
Give me Harry Goulding as
sexy Santa
or sexy Jesus.
All right, so we're gonna take a break. And then we're going to come back and talk about Frozen and everything about Frozen.
I'm so excited.
Okay, talk to you soon.
All right, and we're back from our break.
We watched some YouTube videos.
It was pretty great.
It was pretty great.
I have to say, not bad.
A plus for us.
I would say so.
Yes.
All right, so now we're back and we're going to talk about Frozen 2.
Do you want to... build a snowman. I am so interested because I haven't seen Frozen 2, but I'm like okay with spoilers. So
can I tell you that like immediately following this, like the lights went on and I like turned my phone off of airplane mode and was like, Kelsey, you have to see this film.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, no, but you actually have to see this film. And she was like, oh, okay.
Whoops. Wrong reaction.
It was so much better than I expected.
Really? I'm, like, so shocked really because good. The trailer was so horrible.
Yeah, don't trust trailers.
If anything from
don't
this podcast.
Don't trust our podcast. It's pretty much
we have bad reliability, so.
No, don't. But I feel like across the board, it's hard to trust, like, a first trailer sometimes, too.
Yeah, it's like, trailers are just so hard to... judge a full movie. Granted, that's what we do here. I mean, that's the whole point of the podcast. But in reality, like, they're only showing so much.
Right. And if the person that makes the trailer sucks, then...
you're going to have a sucky trailer and not going to have good output into film. I mean, granted, yep. I've heard another person, you know, think the trailer was amazing and, you know, did not like the movie at all. They thought it was, like, really bad. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and he's a big Disney fan, too, and I was, like, I was a little shocked, honestly.
I'm hurt.
Yeah.
I'm hurt.
There was, like, a couple things which I kind of agreed on his thing, mostly because of the whole token black person.
Yes. So, we're going to talk a lot about race.
So, okay. Well, let's kind of jump into the discussion then, because I want to know movie so, and I don't have to, I don't have to pay for it, so.
You should go see it,
I'll watch it on Netflix or Disney Plus whenever I get it.
Fine.
Still paying money towards the Disney Corporation, so.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to give Disney money, I just want you to see the film.
Great, I'll stream it illegally.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
So, we start off and... so it's a few years after the end of Frozen. Elsa's queen, you know, the gates are open. Like, Arendelle's thriving. We get... but before that, we actually go into a flashback, which is nice. It's Anna and Elsa as kids playing. And they drop a lot of queer hints because, like, Anna... they're, like, building things in the Elsa's snow. It's before the thing with Anna.
Mm-hmm.
And Anna, like, makes these two characters, and she's making them kiss, and Elsa's like, ew, they don't have to do that. And everybody is like, you're gay. and then Elsa and Anna's parents tell them a bedtime story, but it's a true story. And it's about this group of people that live north of them called the... I should have looked up the name again.
It's okay. Again,
the Mahaldra or something like that. And they are people that have elemental... They themselves don't necessarily have elemental powers like Elsa, but there are people that do...
Within the community. It's a recessive gene within the community or whatever.
Yeah, and there's nobody else that actually has the powers. It's, like, the powers in... So they live in, like, this enchanted forest kind of thing.
Okay.
And that's where the, like, spirits, is what they refer to them as, have their powers there and, like, use them there. So, like, there's, like, fire, water, earth, and... Whatever the other one
is.
Yeah, air.
Sure. Things surrounding us.
Yeah, thank you. Like your typical like four elemental powers. And then they talk about how the king's father had gone and they'd built a dam, like a blocking off part of the river with that community, the Mahaldras. And they, so they had signed this agreement and then like, a battle broke out, and that's when, between the two groups, and that's when the, like, elemental powers, like, closed off the forest. Remember that, like, fog thing you saw in the trailer? Yeah. So that's why that fog happened. It's because, like, they, like, closed it off. They were like, no, we're not letting anybody else get hurt, whatever. But the dad, Elsa, not his dad, gets saved, and he was like, I don't know what happened. He was like, it was, like, his first time going on, like, a trip with his...
Oh, okay. His squad or something.
Well, it was, like, his dad. And then, like, everybody...
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it was, like, their grandfather.
Yes. Who, like, died. And they thought everybody died. And, like, but his... The dad got saved. And he was, like, I woke up outside of the fog.
Yeah.
And then he was, like, well, good night. And they're all, like, what the fuck? And that's when Anna goes, that was epic. And we were like, do you need to say epic?
There's no reason to say, okay.
And then the mom tells that, sings them a lullaby, and that's the part of Evan Rachel Wood. Mm-hmm. And
wait, she plays the mom?
She voices the mom.
Oh, how wonderful.
It was good.
Yeah.
And she talks about this river, and the river and water have memories, and, like, that the water, like, knows everything, and this river, like, way up north knows all. So then they go to bed, and then you wake up in the future, everybody's happy, it's great. You find out that Kristoff is planning on proposing to Anna, but doesn't know how, and he's feeling really awkward about it. And he's like, I'm not good at this kind of crap, and Sven, the reindeer, is like, he's like, you're gonna... do terribly. Honestly.
He's looking at this man like, yeah, you're gonna do horribly.
But they sing a nice little song that's like a very like typical. What I liked about Frozen 2 was I felt like all of the songs felt very much like more like a musical than a movie.
Okay. So
they explained a lot of plot.
It was more exposition than it was.
There was a really good
like,
like that opening song, like had like everybody was involved in it, kind of like your typical like prologue song,
okay.
where like everybody has a piece or like a big finale,
like the
song.
ice song in the first one. Where everyone...
No. So like it's Anna,
Kristoff, like,
Elsa, Olaf, everybody's singing. It's just it's an ensemble song.
Ensemble song.
Like your typical big song, which was nice. I was like, oh, this is great. Because in the first movie, they were like all solo songs except for like the one duet with Anna and Hans. But so that was nice.
Do you think they'll, like, adapt
yes.
the second one into, like, the already current going Frozen 2? Be like, oh, look, we already have the songs and the sets. It's all done.
Probably.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, there are aspects of it that would probably be trickier, but they could do it. They will.
They will. You heard it here first, people.
This is Disney we're talking about. So I really liked that. It was a good song. Like, it worked well, and they, like, used... It's nice because, like... Kristoff is voiced by Jonathan Groff.
I love it.
And
love
John Groff is
so
amazing.
Much.
Like, he's a big Broadway guy. He's in a little show called Hamilton. Maybe you've heard of it.
Maybe.
But he's so great, and they, like, totally underused his actual singing voice in the first one, so it was nice that he got a lot more in this one. So then you find out that Elsa's hearing these voices, and it's actually the voice is, like, voiced by this Norwegian singer, so it is, like, oh, nice.
Okay.
We're, like, using appropriate culture.
Yay.
Hooray.
For once.
Wow, Disney, you've come so far.
We're so close.
So close, and yes, so far. So she's hearing these voices, like, it's just, like, a melodic voice, and it's, like, kind of, like, calling to her, and she's interested, but at the same time, she's, like, nervous about it.
Right.
And she's, like, I could go, like, kind of follow this, or I could not. Like, and she finds out she's the only person hearing it.
Oh, okay.
So she's like, this, I wonder if this is connected to my powers, all that. And then she has her big, like, song, Into the Unknown.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's really great, and that's, like, it's, that whole song is her, like, internal struggle of, like, do I follow this voice and try to figure out where it's coming from, or do I stay here?
And just, like, let it be.
Right, and she's, like, and, like, parts of the lines are, like, that she knows she doesn't, like, belong in Arendelle. Like, she, her powers are growing stronger.
And like, she belongs in the forest, essentially. Damn, that's a lot of Wicca shit.
Dude, there's a lot of, like,
Queer, like, Wicca.
Yeah, I'm not exactly Wicca, but, like, a lot of, like, honoring the elements and, respecting them. And, like, that's how things come to balance. And,
dude. She's a very old
sociology.
World.
All in this film. Let me just tell you.
Girlfriend, we're like, yes!
We were like, Western and Eastern cultures! So that happens, and then stuff starts happening in Arendelle. Like, all the lights, all the fires go out. The ground starts coming up under them, and they have to, like, take cover. The trolls come back for, like, a hot second to be like, you need to follow the voice. And she's like, all right.
They seem like having, like, a much bigger role in the trailer than they did in, like, the...
Yeah, they had a role for, like, 28 seconds.
That's wild.
Yeah, which was fine with
me. Is fine. I mean, like, they weren't really, like, they were in, like, the other movie for maybe, like, 5 to 10 minutes, I want to say.
Well, they had the song and all that, but yeah, but this was, like, much less.
Because they had to be, like, remember, Kristoff. Was raised by rocks, so he identifies as a rock.
Yeah, this one, they, like, come and they're, the grandfather troll guy is like, I don't see a future, which means something needs to change or something's off of balance. Right. And Elsa's like, gotta go follow that voice. And Anna's like, I'm coming with you. And Elsa's like, nope, not safe. It gives you a lot of, like, nice super corp vibes. If they weren't sisters.
Yeah. I was like, incest.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see that. I can also see it's like Elsa being the older sister and being like, I want to protect you. You have a life here. This is your thing. This is not mine. I want to do my own thing. Don't do that. Don't come with me.
And Anna's like, no, remember we promised we'd work things out together. And I'm like, oh my god, I love it. And like, so they all go together. They go all the way to the Enchanted Forest, and then they find these other, like, the other spirits, which are so funny. And then Olaf has a song about, like, this is all fine. It's very much like millennials now, where, like, everything's on fire, and we're like, it's fine. And he's like, this will all make sense when I'm older, because this must be normal. Please, God, tell me this is going to make sense.
That's, like, a legitimate, and it's good. That's, it's a great really song good. Because of the fact that it's, like, you know, sometimes children, like, I don't know what's going on. I guess, like, things are okay. Which is a good song, especially when, like, you know, children have parents fighting, or they have, like, some parental issues. Like, I will understand this when I'm older. This is fine.
I know.
I'm okay. You know, which is a very, like, legitimate, great song, I think, to have.
It was good.
Did they, like... So, there was this meme going around on Twitter, and I wanted to ask you, since you saw Frozen 2, that Olaf is 5'4"? Like, he measured himself or something during the movie? With a tape measure or something?
If he did, I don't remember it.
Okay.
Also, that would mean that everybody else is real hella
exactly.
tall.
There is a whole... It's one of the funniest
things. I'll have to re-look at it. I'll have to look at the meme and see, like, where in the movie it was and kind of remember.
It wasn't kind of like... There was, like...
He can move his, like, body parts around now and, like, has a better, like, handle on that, but he doesn't.
Yeah, because I was just, like, because there was someone saying, like, some point in Frozen 2, Olaf states that he's, like, 5'4", which, and then they were like, yeah, that, which means that Elsa's, like, 11 feet tall.
Yikes. Which so means all Oaken, giants. That really, like, tall guy that owns the store, is probably, like, 84 feet
exactly.
Tall.
So I just wanted to confirm or deny that. Yikes.
Olaf also tells, he's like, trivia facts for the road when they're driving. And it's so good. Because he's like, well, like, some of them make sense. It's like, water has memories, and that, like, obviously comes back as, like, a recurrent theme. But sometimes he's just like, turtles breathe through their butts. Like, so, like, at one point everybody's scared, and they're like, give us a fact. And he's like, turtles breathe through their butts. So then they're in the forest. They like, kind of meet all the spirits, and then Elsa is able to settle the, like, air spirit.
Okay.
Which is, like, following them, and it's, like, tripping them up and all this stuff.
Like,
and, like,
ghost he, or like, something.
No, it's just the spirit. Just a... So nobody, no other spirit really has, well, the fire spirit has the little lizard. Have you seen the pictures of the little lizard?
Oh, my God, it's so cute.
That is the cutest thing it's adorable. Ever seen. Because it's, like, causing all this mischief.
Is it, like Pascal tiny. Or something?
It's he looks a little different than Pascal, and he's in Frozen theme colors. He's in that, like, light blue and purple that I love.
Yeah.
Which is my phone case. And, but then, after she settles the air spirit, you see the, like, old people from Arendelle, like, those old soldiers that came for that battle show up, and that's where the token black character shows up, and then, the Mholdra people that lived in the forest before that come up also. So, like, everybody's still alive.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay!
And then... Olaf retells everything that happens in Frozen in the first Frozen, which is really
funny.
That's
really funny.
Like, it was hysterical. And then from there, you find out that they're trying to find out where this voice is still coming from. One of the people from the tribe tells Elsa that there's theoretically, like, the shape of, like, Arendelle's thing, like, in, like, the almost snowflake kind of shape, is the four elemental powers, and then one thing in the middle that can, like, kind of segue them.
So the
them.
Fifth element?
Like, there's a fifth power.
Elsa's the fifth element.
I cried!
Elsa?
Yes! You find that out in a song!
Wait.
Dude, I saw.
Have you ever seen The Fifth Element, though? The movie with Bruce Willis?
No.
Oh, my God, there is a movie called The Fifth Element, and it's the exact thing. How we find out she is the fifth element, and how she, like, brings together the four elements to create this, like, stability in the universe.
Whatever! It's really good in Frozen, okay? Anyway.
Multipass, alright?
Alright, fine. So they go, they figure out, so then they find,
Wait, just pause. Are the people in the forest, are they conspiracy theorists?
No, they're native peoples.
Who are conspiracy theorists?
Nope! Thank goodness!
They're just like, ooh, the signs and symbols, they look like...
Because they don't tell Elsa that they think it's her or anything. Oh. This one person is just like, there's this rumor that there's this fifth person. And Elsa's like, that must be the person that's living, or the spirit that's controlling the that main river source. So
this
Elsa goes on a
feel,
travel.
This makes me feel a lot better about the whole spirit thing, that there's actual native people that are talking about. That makes me feel...
Eastern and Western cultures!
So much better.
It's great. Anyway, so Elsa and Anna start to go forward and are trying to find it, and Kristoff gets separated, and he has this a power ballad. It was ridiculous. I was hysterical. I was like, what's happening?
I'm so here for that.
Like, legitimate, like, like, multiple reindeer faces, like, very, like, queen-esque, and then, like, you're like, power, oh my god, it's hysterical. So that was, like, his whole separate thing of being, like, he felt like he wasn't getting through to Anna, and every time, like, he tried to do something forward, she'd be, like, step away. And then, so Elsa and Anna go forward, they find their parents' shipwreck, which totally tanks your theory about them getting shipwrecked on the way to Rapunzel's wedding.
Oh, so the theory that I know, well, that's, like, that was, like,
that's part of it, and then the shipwreck is Little Mermaid and all that other stuff.
Oh, the theory that I usually, like, kind of, like, hitch onto is that they're actually Tarzan and Jane. Like, when they, like, the beginning of Tarzan, like, they're Tarzan's parents.
Yeah.
That's, like, my theory about it, because it's, like, they crash and they end up on this island, just like the ship crashes on the beginning of Tarzan, and, like, the man and the woman, they're like, let's have a baby, let's, you know, just chill here, the forest and the jungle, you know, whatever. And it, like, anyway, that's my theory. That was, like, the theory I hopped onto. Not so much Ariel, but, you know. Anyway, moving on.
So that takes that theory. But so they see the shipwreck because, and then Elsa finds out that with her powers, she can, like, recreate water sources. Oh. And she can re-see memories of things that happened. Oh. It's insane. And then she finds out that they were trying to get to that river source that they're trying to get to help Elsa. They knew that these powers were, like, controlling her, and she, like, couldn't control it anymore. So her parents were trying to help her. And then Elsa, that, like, loses it.
Makes, like, the beginning of Frozen all the more depressing and sad.
I know! My girlfriend and I looked at each other and just, like, sobbed. And we were like, oh my god. And then Elsa feels terrible and, like, has a breakdown. Yeah. And then Anna's like, no, we have to keep going, I'll come with you. And Elsa's like, no, it's really not safe. And, like, sends them away. Like, Anna and Olaf.
Via, like, tsunami,
she like creates ice under their feet and like creates them a thing, like a boat almost, and sends, just kind of and like just creates, like, a stream of ice, and they, like,
peace out.
And she and Anna's so pissed at her, but it's
valid.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Elsa is, that's the scene where she's trying to get through the water from those teaser trailers. Which is really well done. She gets put under the water, and then there's a horse, and then she has to control the horse, which represents the water spirit. Yeah, so, like, there's a horse made out of water.
Okay.
And she has to eventually, like, get control of it to, like, harness the power of the water spirit. So good, though! And then she arrives at the place where the water starts, and blah, blah, blah. And that's when she finds out that she is the fifth spirit, and I sobbed! And she sees all these memories from her past, and that's when she can find out, I know that I'm going really long, and I'm so sorry, but there's a lot to talk about in Frozen 2.
Breathe.
So she sees all of her memories, and she can see memories from what's happened in the past, because this is the main water source, right. So it carries the memories from the whole Earth.
Right. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
I know, a lot. But she can see everything that happened with that battle and, like, the truth of everything, so that she can set the balance back.
Oh, okay.
And she finds out that her grandfather had done... had done the wrong thing and was, like, conspiracizing.
White people, I swear to God.
White people suck. And that your
weekly reminder.
Yeah. Your episodically reminder that white people suck.
From two white people.
What up? God. How does this happen?
Can we just, like, name... You know how, like, there's a book, like, called P.S. I Love You? It's called... Yeah. This is, ours is, White People, What Up? P.S. We're White People, What Up?
What up? So she sees her grandfather say, like, oh, the spirits, aren't in control, or, like, you can't actually control them, and she's like, no... That's your fear talking, and it's very much like she's grown so much from her first experience. It's your fear talking. You can control things, blah, 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 blah. And she's talking to, like, this memory of her grandmother, and I was like, sobbing!
My therapist would not like this movie for me because of my OCPD.
Well, she's not...
Well, because she needs to learn to control things for herself.
Well, it's more like,
Control.
Well, it's like, don't let the fear control you, like it did in the first movie for Elsa, like where she was so afraid she didn't use her powers, and that's when it burst out of her. That if you keep things pressed down or press things, they'll all boil back up at some point. But, so that was really good to see, and then the song harmonizes with her and Evan Rachel Wood.
Oh, that's really, so really good. Because
it's like a memory of her mom, who they find out was a Maholdra person. So it was part of that. She was a native person. And that's kind of... So the combination...
So that's how she got her
powers.
That's
how she ended up being the fifth power. Is because her mom
was
used, like, power... Like called upon the elements to save her dad. And then that union created Elsa.
Kratos.
Isn't that great?
That is really amazing, yet super complicated for a
It's very complex. So good. Elsa ends up, like, kind of, like, freezing and almost, like, dying.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out all of this because she's having to use, like, so much power to do it. And, like, sends a water memory to Anna so that she can find out that the dam... that they built was actually restricting the water source.
Oh, so she had to destroy the dam.
And that's what upset the elements.
Right.
And that's what cut off the people and all that, created the fog. So she has to go and get these, like, earth giant things to, like, destroy the dam.
Oh, was that the monster that wasn't a monster? Technically, it was a monster, but it's wasn't, an evil person. Okay.
Yeah, in this one, yeah, absolutely. So they're, like... made out to see as, like, they're dangerous just because of their size, pretty much.
Right.
So she, like, goes in, like, instigates them to destroy the dam. And the soldiers of Arendelle, were like, no, your grandfather wasn't. And she was like, no, you have to believe me. And they all do.
Hashtag which was me good. Too.
I know. But so she's like, no, these, you know, blah, blah, you need to live in harmony with the parents, blah, 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 blah. And then, so they destroy the dam. But the only thing that will happen is if the dam gets destroyed, Arendelle's going to flood. Like, oh. It's going to be destroyed. Okay. Like, the people are safe because they're up on the cliffs.
Right.
But Elsa comes back, like, because Anna... Oh, my God, Olaf dies.
What? In the middle.
Olaf kind of dies, but then, like, you know that he's going to come back. Because, like, Elsa's also kind of frozen and dead in the middle.
What could be a heart attack like that? Okay. Olaf is my main character.
My girlfriend totally thought that Olaf was going to stay dead and was, like, hysterical.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, he's not going to stay dead. This is a children's film. And she was like, you don't know that! And I was like, okay, we're going to be fine.
Is that why she was crying at the end of the movie?
She cried, like, through the whole movie. And so did I, though. It was really emotional.
I just remember getting a message from you being like,
I cried four times today.
It was so funny to me.
It was great.
It's like, oh boy.
So Elsa ends up getting unfrozen because of the release of the water, and she's able to go and save Arendelle by like putting up big ice shields, like it protects all the land.
Okay.
But the rest of everything's in balance. She goes back. Anna thinks Elsa's dead because of she didn't find her, and like she went off, and like Olaf's dead. So Anna's like super depressed at this point until it has this really like rough song that at the beginning is really dark too, but it's about like you have to go on and do the right thing, next right thing, even if you don't know what to do. The songs are really powerful and like really deep, but really good. Blah 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 blah. So now the people of Arendelle and the like native people are like living more
like harmoniously now. And everything.
Yes, okay. And everybody understands each other. And then Elsa comes back and like Anna sees her from afar and like runs down this mountain and like meets her and like. It's, like, this really big reunion. It's really, like...
Oh, that's so nice.
It's, like, this big, like, sister moment. And then they recreate Olaf. And Elsa looks at Anna and goes, do you want to build a snowman?
No!
I know. I was like, this is going to destroy Kelsey in the best way. and she's like, remember, water has memories. And then they, like, rebuild Olaf. Oh. And he has all of his memories and everything. And he's like, I'm alive! He's no. What does he say? I think he's like, I live, and I was like, oh my god, calling back to Mulan and Mushu.
I was thinking Frankenstein, but okay,
too. You know, we live in different worlds. Kelsey, you
that's
and
the
I.
Most typical conversation I've ever heard about.
I related to a Disney film, and Kelsey relates it to an actual film.
Classic literature.
Yep, sounds about right. And then the end of the film is that. Anna becomes the queen of Arendelle.
Oh, yeah.
And Elsa goes and lives with the native people.
Good like, for her.
Because
you know
that's
what?
Where she belongs.
That's where she belongs. That she needs to be. So do you think that's like the end of the Frozen franchise?
So they didn't. I was happy because they didn't. So that's like the end. It was a really good film.
Nice recap.
There was a lot of like, we need to understand like native people and like all of these kinds of things.
Yes.
And like the earth. And all of that. Right. Which was really
great. Which is really good. And like,
my girlfriend like lost her. She was like. Went off about how good it was. And
like,
it was
to, like, respect to Earth, and which is very, like,
and it did
native,
it,
like...
And it did stuff. It really well.
Good for them.
And it did it in a way that was, like, you definitely could get all of the nuances as an adult, but, like, you can get the basics of it as a kid.
Do you think they hired, you know, Native American storytellers?
But me, I don't know if they did, like...
Or no, or just, like, consulted with them or something?
They might have used Native... they'd be, like, Native European, like folklore.
Oh, that, yeah, that would be...
Like,
I was thinking, yeah.
They're using a lot of good folklore that
Norwegian,
I'm not sure.
Probably, like, Viking, I would probably say something of that nature. Like, kind of,
yeah,
like, definitely,
so it's
like
the
Nordic
people. Nordic
peoples.
And, like,
yeah.
Those kinds of things. And, yeah, because definitely you could tell some of it, like...
Was very, like... You know, respect your earth, respect, you know, where you live, but respect, you know,
yeah.
The also, like, the water has memories is a very, you know, very earthly concept because,
right.
Like, water does hold energy. Like, I'm
yeah.
a big believer that, you know, being by the water, I do feel better, you know, because
yeah.
it has this energy source that, you know, again, this is very, like, new agey type of thing. So
right,
I mean, that's where I'm, like, kind of pushing into. But
yeah.
It's a very old concept to
it
say,
is.
Like, that water holds energy and memories, and because it's, like, this, like,
it's
earthly
recycled.
Source, it's recycled.
And that's, like, Olaf's little, like, spiel is, like, well, because water has been passed through people for this many generations as, like, a source of, like, of like energy and like life. Water to drink and life and like, you know, all that, and but also a source of this and that, and it was like a really good explanation. And it was so it was good. They didn't really leave you off anywhere that you like similar to like the first Frozen, they didn't leave you in a spot where they like had to make a sec like that they were nice. That they were like, directly
if this,
leading
if
into
if this
it.
Doesn't do well, we're okay with it. This is what we yeah. like produced and stuff
from. But it was good because like you could tell like that this was a good story to tell about like more about Elsa.
Like, which was
because
like
because
the first
you
one
needed
was
the
kind
continuation
of more on the yeah.
Because like the you just needed was... them to like actually like because you knew that like yeah, Elsa's the queen, but does she actually, like, fit in Arendelle?
Is she, like, the real true ruler of Arendelle?
And, like, does she fit being there? Like, but this is, like, more of where she actually belongs and where right. she feels like she belongs.
And that's, yeah, exactly.
Which is really good.
Oh, that's so good. And you shouldn't, you know, hold obligations toward people if they don't want it, too.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And she, like, was able to, and she was, like, and they, like, Anna and her, like, talked about it, and they were, like, this is the right decision.
Yeah.
And I was, like, oh, what? Amazing. Talking through our conflicts
politics
and feelings?
Do going well?
What? so it was really, I thought it was really well done. Like, yes, they do have the one token black person,
but like,
in
that's
a,
like a
also
small
in, a,
little...
in a story of native peoples. And he also right. really likes, he asks about this one girl back home who's also a woman of color. And
oh,
he's like,
right.
did she get married? And Anna's like, nope. And she was like, what? And she was like, not that I think that's a good thing because, like, she deserves
oh,
love and blah, blah,
what?
Blah, blah.
I rescind
and then they, like, go
I rescind
on,
it. You
they
know?
Go on and to be, like in the end, towards the end, when, like,
you
they're
see
showing
them,
on,
like, as a couple?
Yes, like, oh, flirting. Like, he's like, she just has, she's coming to dinner tonight or something like that. And he's, like, nervous and,
oh, okay.
and Kristoff's
so
like,
I
it's
do,
gonna be
you
okay.
Know, as I do say, it is, you know, it is still one token black person, but I do rescind most of my
so,
comments.
Yes, and they
it
talk about
it on
his
a
father.
Positive, you know, they put it on a positive light,
yeah.
you know.
And that
he is in Norway.
Yes, and that black character was, like, the most respected general. Like, he was the second
right.
in command
and he has
of
like
the
a,
king.
And has a background
and he
stuff.
Has a, and they, he talks about his father and, like, how he instilled
right.
that need to be, like, in, like, the position, like,
you know
a high
what?
Position
you
with him.
You know what, Frozen 2? I respect it.
Yeah.
You know what? Good for you. I
yeah,
do appreciate it. That's really awesome that you have that because, you know, it's just, how can I put this? The idea of a strong black leader, I mean, as much as
yeah.
we want it as a main character,
right.
to have a strong black leader and to have this character in there is great.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of, like, you know, young girls that go see it, but also bring along their brothers, you know,
yeah.
a lot of the times that, you know, they happen to be people of color, children of color. And to see that...
is amazing.
Is amazing.
And just, like, a lot of, like, the Elsa stuff of, like, in the song where she finds out that she's the fifth power and she's, like, realizing it. So she's talking about how she's... So, like, the song Show Yourself is about, like, she's going into that, like, place where all the water is. And she's like, I'm dying to meet you. And
right.
then, like, halfway through, it becomes, like, this is the person I've become, not the person I've been waiting for. And, like,
right.
the Evan Rachel Wood, so the mom's voice says, like, you are the one you've been waiting for all this time.
Aww.
And it's, like, this big realization.
Oh, finding herself. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, because it's,
I
like, you thought you were going to meet. And that's, like, a very, like, archetypal thing of, like, you think you're going to meet this higher person that's going to help you, but actually you realize that all of it
is
inside
yeah.
of you, which is very Moana-y. Also, yeah. because in, like, Moana, like, she finds out, like, you know, the call.
Right.
Like, that it's inside you, and
it's
she's connected
there,
to the ocean
water,
and the water.
Yeah.
And same thing with Elsa. It was, like, very connected. And I cry about it in the car a lot in the morning when I listen to the songs. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. It's great. You know what? Good movie. I'm glad
really
I listened
I think,
to you talk about
I
it.
I think that you should watch it.
I'll watch it on Netflix.
Yes.
Or Disney
that's,
Plus.
That's
I don't,
fine.
I don't,
stream it illegally so you can watch it sooner.
What if Disney is listening to this? I'll definitely watch it on Disney Plus.
Absolutely.
I'll most likely, I mean, the quality alone, I'll just probably
yeah.
watch it on Disney Plus. But
Idina Menzel's voice fucking rocks in this.
Oh.
And she's
fuck
so
yeah.
good.
She's amazing.
Like,
you go with Delvin.
Two, like, really powerful Elsa songs, like, really. Like, I was like, I'm good.
We're good.
Here we are. And then
checked off my list.
Panic at the Disco
what?
Does like a redo of Into the Unknown
at
that played during the credits, which was really good.
Do you think they'll be going for that Oscar?
I don't know.
Yes, really, I mean, they will with some of the original songs.
I mean, like, Panic at the Disco, do you think?
I don't know if they will, because it'll probably be like, let's let Idina Menzel in, actually, sorry.
That would be so funny. It'd be like, and none for Adele Dazeem Pie.
That's good. That was funny. All right. All right.
So after that long
Remember how talks, we said it was probably going to be quick? And then I recounted the entire movie of Frozen 2.
I recounted the entire 7 plots of Last Christmas. We are both in the fault. But yet, you're still here, hopefully. But you know what? We're going to do a little business. Yeah. And I think will this be our last business? No, we have one more episode next week.
Yes, we do.
We're just going to do a little business. So that just means that we're going to talk about that. If you want to continue to listen to us, feel free to subscribe to us in iTunes. We usually post episodes every other week. This month is a little different. We like to post, just get out as much content as you want, especially since we have 5 weeks in December. And we're almost there, people.
Almost there.
you can subscribe to us in iTunes, rate us 5 stars. That gets us a little bit more
visibility,
you know, in the iTunes area for more listeners. You can always share us with your friends. You can also comment, you know, review us if you shall please, in the iTunes comments. But you can also listen to us in
Anchor, which is also our hosting platform. You can find us on Google Play, Spotify, and Overcast.
Perfect. If you'd like to connect with us on social media, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Too Many Trailers. That's TWO Many Trailers.
And if you have longer things to tell us, you can always email us at TooManyTrailers@gmail.com. So that's like if you know the kind of like Norse mythology that they're going off of, or like the Nordic like folklore that they're going off of for Frozen 2, or like do you have like more information about like Czech people going to England? Like, is this like a thing that we missed? Like, is this actually
Do you have more information about the early screenings of Last Christmas and if they actually were showing Harry Golding as Santa Claus? Because I want to know, because in the edits, it really makes sense.
Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah.
So email us.
Please. Maybe. Email
please,
us,
please
maybe.
Please thank you. Email us, maybe.
So call me, maybe.
Oh God, I wasn't even going there. Yikes.
So any other words before? Oh, happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Festivus.
Happy Solstice.
Happy Solstice. Happy pole in your house, Festivus. I already mentioned that. But yeah, happy holidays to all. Enjoy them or not.
Yeah. And do what you need to do to, like, be safe and healthy, yep, and, like, emotionally and mentally and physically during this holiday season.
If that means listening to our old episodes, God bless you.
Yes, if you're driving somewhere and you need, yes, something to listen to, we have a lot of episodes.
Somehow we have so many episodes.
Somehow.
Too many episodes.
Too many episodes, too many trailers. Good night.
With that, let's give our parting words as per usual. Don't judge movies by their trailers. Leave that up to us. Have a great whenever. Happy holidays, everyone. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.